From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And we begin this hour with news out of Iraq, where Sunni militants from the group the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, are closing in on Baghdad after capturing several major Iraqi cities. The Shiite-led Iraqi government has called on the U.S. to provide support in the form of airstrikes. And today, President Obama said he is weighing his options.
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options that could help support Iraq security forces, and I'll be reviewing those options in the days ahead.
The president speaking at the White House. Well, earlier today, I spoke with Zalmay Khalilzad, former ambassador to Iraq, Afghanistan, and the United Nations under President George W. Bush, and I asked him what he thought the U.S. should be doing, if anything, because of what's happening in Iraq.
Well, I think we have a significant moral responsibility for what's happening in Iraq, as well as a strategic interest. And therefore, in the face of what's happened, we need to move on four tracks. One, we need to help the Iraqis to prevent the fall of Baghdad. Two, we need to simultaneously and conditioning what we do on the security track on a political move to cause Prime Minister Maliki to bring about the true power sharing between Sunni and Shia, because the sectarian divide across the region, but particularly in Iraq, is at the root of what we see. Three is to provide humanitarian assistance because there are lots of people who are negatively affected in the Kurdistan region. They are taking refuge there. And four is to move much more seriously and expeditiously to deal with the Syrian crisis at the international and local level, because the Syrian crisis is the other major driver of what you see happening in Iraq.
But when you say help the Iraqis prevent the fall of Baghdad, does that mean airstrikes?
If it can be useful, why not? Predators. But you have to look at whether there are Iraqi forces that remain that can take advantage of the airstrike, or can the airstrike alone delay the movement forward by the extremists or the opposition forces so that the Iraqi forces can regroup. You need to also take into account what the Kurds are saying, because they're in a strong position with organized forces. So you need to get a good assessment of what is needed, given what's going on the ground, and then see what U.S. contribution can be to prevent the fall of Baghdad.
Now, you served as ambassador to Iraq during the Bush administration, and many people are saying today that this is happening because we went in there in the first place in 2003 under the Bush administration. Do you think that was a mistake?
Well, I mean, one can debate the initial intervention, whether it was a mistake or not, but it was informed, as you know, at that time by the belief widely shared that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And let's not forget that Saddam Hussein did terrible things in Iraq. You know, he used chemical weapons against the Kurds. He killed large numbers of Shiites in the south, and he started two wars, one with Iran, one with Kuwait. So, but I think then the situation improved in 2006, 7, and 8. You saw an improvement in the situation. I believe that the reason for the current circumstance, the more immediate reasons, are one, the withdrawal of U.S. forces in 2011, I think some residual force staying behind would have been helpful. And two, I believe that that the Syrian crisis and the way it has evolved and the inability of the international community to deal with it effectively are the near-term causes of what's happening in Iraq today.
But it was the Bush administration that signed the Status of Forces Agreement that called for the removal of all U.S. troops back in 2011.
What the Bush administration signed was a commitment to withdraw, subject to a possible agreement to extend. And it was those negotiations that took place under the Obama administration resulted in total withdrawal.
Do you think that the Obama administration should have signed that agreement, even though the Iraqis did not want to give immunity to U.S. soldiers?
Well, I think that probably Prime Minister Maliki regrets that decision today. There are others, and I was not involved in those negotiations. There are people who are alleging that Prime Minister Maliki was willing to give immunity from prosecution in Iraq for American soldiers, that we insisted that decision should be approved by Iraqi parliament. And given the numbers that we were talking about, he thought that was not a price that he was willing to pay by taking this decision to parliament. But there may have been reasons for why things evolved the way they did. But in retrospect, I think certainly the Iraqis now agree, and maybe some in the administration would also would agree, although they might not say that that was a mistake.
Ambassador, do you believe, given what has happened now, that any negotiation can go on between ISIS and the Shiite-led government in Baghdad?
Well, it's not so much ISIS, but what has happened is that ISIS is taking advantage of the unhappiness, grievances of the Sunnis, Arabs writ large. And it is the leaders, with the tribal leaders, moderate political leaders of the Sunnis that need to be brought in. Remember, when I was in Iraq, Al-Qaeda was in the Sunni areas, and there were areas, towns that were under the control of Al-Qaeda. And Zarqawi, who was the predecessor of the al-Baghdadi, who is the leader of ISIS now. And what we did was to reach out to the Sunni leaders, especially tribal leaders and local leaders. And over time, they turned against al-Qaeda. The locals turned against al-Qaeda. They signed up to cooperate with the coalition and with the Iraqi government. But the Iraqis need to, with our help, to duplicate that effort.
Finally, Ambassador, you must have been surprised when you saw that even after the billions of dollars the U.S. spent building up the Iraqi army and the thousands of American troops who died in Iraq between 2003 and 2012, to see these members of the Iraqi army just lay down their arms.
Well, this was very disheartening. It shows that they did not believe in the mission that they were given, that there had been a degree of perhaps deprofessionalization since we left of the Iraqi forces, and that they were caught by surprise, and they didn't have local support. But it was certainly disheartening and disappointing, to say the least.
Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, former ambassador to Iraq and Afghanistan and the United Nations during the George W. Bush administration, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be with you.